Blog Talk Radio. To you, and welcome to Spirit Alive Network and the Kingdompreneurs Road to Wealth radio show. I'm your host, Carmen Abercrombie, better known as Coach Carmen, and I am excited to be with you this day. Amen. As you know, I am the founder of Sharing the Bliss, Christian Holistic Wellness and Life Transformation Coaching, where we take passionate believers on a life transformational journey from the matrix to their purpose-driven dream lives, with programs that help them to renew their minds, heal their bodies, and monetize their missions. And if you don't know, I just wanted to let you know, and if you do know, I want to remind you that you can go over to my website, sharingthebliss.com. That's www.sharingthebliss.com. And the bliss represents the kingdom. Amen. That's right. Well, you go on over there after the show to grab your Get Started Now Golden Gift Bundle. Now, I created that that bundle so that you can get started on your journey as soon as possible. And it's complimentary. So what's beautiful about the contents is that one of the things you'll receive is every day for 7 days, you'll receive a portion of a mini course called Matrix, From the Matrix to the Kingdom. And that course is going to help you to renew your mind so that you can be prepared for this amazing journey, amen, from the matrix to the kingdom. The matrix refers to this world, right? So, and we want to unplug from this world's order and plug in and fully engage the kingdom of God within. So you also receive some delicious recipes, my dessert recipes, which are gluten-free and organic and has no refined sugar. So all of you diabetics, this is an opportunity for you to eat beautiful desserts and know that you're actually doing something good for your body and not harming your body. Also, you receive an assessment form. And that assessment form, when you fill it out, and you can fill it out right on the website, on the computer, and you can just click and I'll receive it. And this way I'll get to know exactly what your needs are, what you're going through, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And we can arrange a complimentary transformation activation call. Yeah, so I can get to speak to you. Yes, amen. So that's a big part of my ministry, to be able to talk with individuals and find out what their needs are so that I can fully support them. Amen? Amen. So I want you to know that I am blissfully blessed to be with you on this glorious day that the Lord has made for you and for me to walk in his promised victory. And I just wanted to tell you, too, that if you have not yet listened to our show last week with David Shermer from The Secret, you definitely want to go back to the archives and listen to that show. I'm telling you, I listened to it. I've been listening to it. Let's see, I must have listened to it about 5 times since last Friday because it is so ministering to me. And I'm finding that the information, the 5 keys that he gave is it's just so important if you are desiring to up-level your life and to have success in life, or if you're shooting for a goal or something that you're believing God for, those five pillars are fundamental. So you definitely want to go back and listen to that show. All right? I also want to give you the phone number so that you can call in today, because we have someone very, very special that's going to be joining me, and I want to give you the opportunity to speak to him as well. So the number to call in for any questions is 714-364-4337. That's 714-364-4337. All right. So on today's show, we will be discussing the three most important things Christian businesses must have to be successful in the new millennium marketplace. All right, so that's a mouthful, but I'm pretty sure all of you kingdompreneurs out there would be interested in knowing what those three points are. What are the three most important keys, the three most important things that we need to know to be successful in the new millennium marketplace? Because things are different. They're not the same as when I was in business years ago. When I was trying to do my business the way I was doing it years ago, when I had my Bath and Body shop and day spa, you know, I still had that old paradigm way of doing business. I didn't know that things had shifted. I didn't know that business was different. And I figured I built the business and they would come, right? Well, even though I had a decent amount of people who were in my customer, you know, my customer base, and me and my banker, who agreed to loan me the money for the business, we all agreed that we had enough business, enough clients to be successful in a brick and mortar store, right? Because I had a business for 10 years prior, and it was a home-based business, and we had clients, and we did pretty good. So, but guess what? I built it, and they didn't come. I would say maybe 2% of my customer base actually followed me to the store. That was a rude awakening. I didn't understand. I didn't realize that I needed to, I should have considered the internet and internet marketing to bring in clients that way as well. But I had no clue about that. And so that's why we want to have this discussion today, because many of you are starting businesses, and you will probably be starting businesses, if you haven't yet, you will be starting a business probably within the next 5 years. If you're listening to the radio show, it's because God has put a business in your heart. Amen? So you want to understand that things are different. They're not the same, and you want to be prepared to go into business with a new mindset, and that's how you're going to have success. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you someone, as I said, who is very special to me. Him and his wife have been a blessing in my life, truly a blessing. In fact, the first time I was on a radio show, it was their radio show, and it was 2 years ago. And his name is Dr. Gene A. Johnson, God's apostle for kingdom business and success. And he and his beautiful wife, Dr. Demita Johnson, are preparing, positioning, and they are promoting God's people for success through their amazing ministry entitled God's Power Community. And it's a Bible-based success and power empowerment system that's designed to reposition the body of Christ for success. And they have been doing just that. So I am going to welcome my guests on the show with me, Dr. Gene.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic, up and ready to go.
Woohoo! I love it. It's pretty early for you over there in California.
Yes, it is.
Yes, amen, and I appreciate you getting up. And well, you're an early bird anyway, from what I understand.
That is correct, yes. Dr. D and I, you know, we get up with the chickens, and so we out already making things happen here on the West Coast. We can't let you folks on the East Coast get too far ahead of us.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, that I'm not even concerned about that at all, because you guys are making it happen. And just this week I was on your radio show, and I want to thank you again for that opportunity. And that was Success and Power, God's Power Community radio show?
Yes, that's correct. And you did an awesome job sharing what God has put on your heart and the job that you're doing. We need more of that in the body of Christ, and that's why we are thankful for this opportunity to share with your listening audience what God has called for us to do.
Oh, thank you, sir. Again, well, I tell you, I had so much fun, even though I was, you know, I felt so blessed to be able to answer the questions that you presented to me to and hopefully it was a blessing to your audience. But I just feel so comfortable whenever I'm around you and Dr. Demeter. And when I say around, it's you know, it's a distance. We have never met, which is amazing when you think about it, because I feel so comfortable around the two of you. Like, I've known you for years, and I know it's just because of the type of people you are. You just have such a heart for God, and you have such a loving spirit. And I don't want to talk too much and spill the beans about what I want to say today and ask you, but I do believe that that's one of the reasons why you are making such a difference in the world, because of your heart and because of the love that exudes from the two of you. It really is a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you. And just so you know, we are working to close that gap. I agree that we have to make sure that somehow that the four of us are able to connect and, you know, just get together, because it's really about relationship. And we have it, but now we got to touch one another.
Amen. Amen. And I believe we're going to do that this year for sure. I'm planning for it, but I don't want to say too much about it. But you'll be seeing us this year for sure, and I am looking forward to it. So, I had mentioned the question that, or the statement that I wanted to present to our listeners today, and that is we're going to just talk about it. We're going to talk about the three most important things that Christian businesses must have to be successful in the new millennium marketplace. And, you know, I boldly asked you that question. I didn't, you know, ask you whether you can answer it, because I know you can. And, in fact, I want to hear your answers, because I know that they're going to bless me as well, coming from someone who has been in the business arena as long as you have and has been as successful as you have. I think that your answers will be definitely something that will help our listeners and myself move forward. And it's so important that we start to move aggressively forward, exponentially forward. Amen? Because this space has to go. We have too much to do. Two, we need funds to make things happen. So I'm going to give you the floor and have you let us know what those three things you think are that we must do or have to be successful in a new millennium marketplace as kingdompreneurs.
Well, thank you, Coach Carmen. And again, thank you for the opportunity. You know, when you shared with me the focus of this particular meeting, I was rather excited, because I would have an opportunity to talk about something that's very important to me and my ministry assignment. You know, when we ask a question about the three most important things Christian businesses must have to be successful in the new millennium marketplace? Well, before I talk about the three things, I have to establish the foundation. And when we talk about Christian businesses, we already know the foundation has to be, number one, I have to have the Word of God. I have to be functioning in the kingdom of God, you know, for the principles to work. Because if I answer those three, I'm not going to come from the spiritual components, and that's why I'm laying that foundation. I'm going to come from the practical component, because that's what we're lacking. And so the spiritual component is to qualify as a Christian business. I have to know what makes me a Christian business. I'm not a Christian business just because I'm a business person, I go to church. I'm a Christian business when my business, the sole purpose of my business is to bring glory to God and the kingdom of God as a result of who I am and what I do. And so when I establish that foundation, now I'm qualified to function as a Christian business. Now, having said that, now what do we need? What we need in the body of Christ are three things. We need relationships, we need partnerships, and we need training and understanding. These are the areas that we've been lacking. For most of us, we got most of our business training in the world and through the world system. And so what has happened, because we have not made these type of environments and opportunities available through the body of Christ, we have had to leave the kingdom of God and to go into the world to get this type of training. And most of us, our hearts, we want to bring it now back to the things of God, but the body of Christ is not ready for it. And so when we talk about relationship, relationship is one of the key components of success for any business person, but especially a Christian business person. A very successful person, Mr. George Frazier, said that if you're going to be successful in business, you must have a minimum of 500 people in your Rolodex that you have a relationship with that will take your calls. You follow me? It's not like Facebook where you got 5,000 friends, but none of them know your name. Okay? So it's about relationships. So we have to, we have to get a better understanding of what does it mean to have relationships. The world system, when it comes to business, is I really only want to have a relationship with you to the extent that you need my product or service. That's not relationships. So that means we really do have to care about other people. We need to care about what's important to them if we want them to care about what's important to us. So we want to go out and establish more productive relationships, and that's the important thing. You know, relationships does not mean that we got to go to dinner every night, but we have to have something that we relate to, okay, things that we relate to, like you and I, your family, our family. We relate around our kingdom assignment, which is the business empowerment of God's people, okay? As you said earlier, we have never personally, physically met, but we have established a productive relationship that God can use and that also can cause us to elevate ourselves to a higher level. So relationship is one very key and vital component. Now, the second one is partnership. And that's why relationship is so important, because we have too many partnerships where there is no relationship. The foundation of every partnership is the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so the purpose of every relationship is to grow to the next level, which is partnership. Mm-hmm. And so partnerships, first of all, we define a partnership as partaking of one another's grace for the purpose of building better kingdom systems. In other words...
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure, yes. Partnership is partaking of one another's grace for the purpose of building better kingdom systems. Here's an example. There's a grace that's on your life. There's a grace that's on our lives. See, we don't have to compete against one another. We can value and appreciate and promote one another, because we know that if we are in the kingdom, the pie is big enough for all of us. You follow what I'm saying?
That's
see, the
right.
Role models, I can't back you because you're doing something similar to what I'm doing. No, I must back you. See, the way that I elevate myself is by elevating others. You follow what I'm saying? And that's what this kingdom partnership, kingdom relationship is based upon. So here, when we can value the gifts, and we define the gifts as your assignment, when we can value the assignment that God has entrusted to others and promote them, the Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Okay? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And here's the qualifier. It says, with the same measure that you use in the giving, it's going to be the same measure that's going to be used in your receiving. Now, see, that's kingdom business. That's how God wants us to transact. So if I'm trying to do business all about buy my product, but I'm not promoting anyone else, I'm outside of the scope of how God wants us to operate. So that's why relationship is important. We need to have partnerships. Partnerships is where we are building systems that's greater than ourselves, promoting one another. And that's why we have to have the third one, which is understanding. And understanding is because we haven't been taught these type of things. You know, in the church, unfortunately, the enemy has crept in where it's no longer just the separation of church and state. It's also the separation of church and business. And so when I talk to pastors all over the country, we can see this wedge that has been driven, okay, in the church, and that's nothing but Satan, because Satan understands that the word of God is free, but it costs money to get it out to God's people. And so if he can hinder the entrepreneurs in the kingdom, and the way that they are being hindered is they are not being taught. We are not providing the infrastructure for them to be who God has raised them up to be. See, we shouldn't have to leave the kingdom of God to be entrepreneurs. We should be entrepreneurs in the kingdom so God can use us to draw people to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we got to have more understanding. That's why we can appreciate and value someone like yourself, providing a platform for those who are very serious about being more, doing more, and having more. Now they have a place where they can come and connect and get the knowledge that they need and have the opportunity to practice and carry it out. So those are the three things that we see are needed in this area for the new millennium.
Wow. See, I knew you were going to share something that would be so out of the box. Even though it's so practical, I mean, it makes so much sense and it's so practical, but I guarantee that if you asked 10 kingdompreneurs that question, you would have probably 10 different answers. And I don't think you would have one that would have explained it this way, because, as you said, it's just, it's unfortunate, but we have been pulled. We actually have been stopping and blocking kingdompreneurship in many of our churches. And it's almost like it was a bad thing. I mean, I remember how it was for me years ago when I was in business and I wanted, and I didn't have the mindset of, you know, selling, because that's, like you said, that's a different thing. We're not talking about that you should be marketing and selling in the church for the purpose of marketing and selling. Like you said, it's a relationship. But many times, or at least maybe things are getting better, but not fast enough. In many churches, when kingdompreneurs come in to, and they come in as a kingdompreneur, they're almost shut down because many of the people in the church are afraid that people are going to be trying to sell something. So they don't even want to promote the kingdompreneur, not realizing, as you said, that money is being should be circulated in the church. The kingdompreneur should not have to go outside of the church to do business when what they are offering the church needs as well. And it should be, of course, reciprocal, that the kingdompreneur is promoting others in the church and the church as well. So it's like a win-win-win situation.
Exactly.
What do you think that reason is? I mean, am I thinking along the right lines, or is it something else, too, that may be hindering lots of churches from embracing the kingdompreneurs within the church?
Yes, you're right on task. You know, as a pastor and working with pastors all over the country, you know, we've identified, first of all, before I was called a ministry in 1991, I was in business. I sold securities and investments for over 22 years. And so when God called us into ministry, He changed my assignment, but he did not change my training. See, I thought all of the training and understanding that I had received in the world was for the purpose of making money and, you know, having a better way of living. And when I was called into ministry, God said, now, you know how to make money. Now I want you to teach my people how to make money. See, one of the things that we understand and what we've gotten off track in the church is that we're really not doing the full work of the gospel. In Ephesians 4, the word of God is very clear. It talks about God's order, God's system, and how he wants us to operate. And when we think about what we call the church today, that's the first thing. We've got to get an understanding of what is the church. Well, the church is really made up of two components. You have the church administration, and you have the church, the people. The church administration represents the fivefold ministry gifts, the evangelist, the apostle, the evangelist, the prophet, the pastor, teacher. Now, yes. It is the job of the church administration to create an environment for the church, the people, to do the work that God has called for us to do. And that's what it talks about in Ephesians 4, where he said he gave gifts unto men, then he named them. Then he began to tell what they were supposed to do, which is the equipping of the saints for the work of the gospel. Now, the word equipping means to furnish, to supply, to, you know, outfit, in other words, provide what is necessary for the body to be able to get the job done. Well, what has happened over the years in church, we have reduced that down to giving you a message on Sunday or during the midweek Bible service and thinking that we have done our job. Well, we have not done our job, because until we provide an environment for you to do the message that we have given you on Sunday, then our job, our work is not complete. You follow me? So what we've been doing, the average Christian, they've been programmed to think, all I have to do is to hear the word, but we're not being trained. No, I've got to do something with what I heard. And so that's why what happens is a Christian entrepreneur, we go out and we get trained to do what we want to come back to the church and we want to do for the kingdom, but we get shut down because really, now here's the reality of it. I want you to hear this, okay? And please understand my heart. It's not because my brothers and sisters who are in ministry, you know, that they don't want the people to prosper or anything of that nature. But what has happened, Satan has infiltrated the church through fear. And so what has happened, he will cause a few knuckleheads to come in. Yeah, I said knuckleheads. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Knuckleheads.
Okay.
Yeah. A few knuckleheads to come in and to mess up. You follow me? And
yes.
So pastors get in fear because they don't know who's going to do it the right way. And the reason why they don't know who's going to do it the right way is because they know they have not trained them. And that's why I said we need training and understanding. See, doing business the world's way is different than doing business God's way. But
Amen.
Until we equip them, train them, then how can we hold them accountable for not knowing what we have not taught them? And that is why these partnerships are so important, because most churches are not equipped to provide the type of training, but they have people in their churches, people like you, who they can partner with, who can provide this type of training and understanding, because it is necessary for the body to have this type of environment if it's going to continue and grow. The body of Christ is behind. That's what causes us to be out of position when it comes to competing, okay? And, yes, we are competing. We are competing for souls. And the way that you win souls in the world today is you got to first be in the right position, okay? Mm-hmm. And the only place that the church is in position is in the church. And so we got to go out now and raise up more successful people, because you know that part of our calling is to raise up more or reposition saints for success and power, because God is looking for more success stories in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Because he wants to use that success to get the attention of the lost. You follow me? We need more entrepreneurs. We need more success stories. And then, just like in the book of Acts, when the people, the world, looks in, they're going to want to come to the kingdom. You have people leaving the kingdom.
That's right.
Okay? They're leaving the churches. And the reason why, there's only one reason why they're leaving the churches. And that is because the church is not providing them a vital component that they need, and that is opportunities. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, let's look at it from the Bible standpoint.
Yes, sir.
Why did the woman with the issue of blood leave her home in her condition to seek out Jesus? Because she heard that this was someone who was getting results, and so she was looking for an opportunity. Why did the blind man seek out Jesus? Why did the lepers seek out Jesus? Because they heard that where he was, so was opportunity. And so what we have done, we have taken the most important component of the evangelism message out, and that is opportunity.
Okay.
So we have to, if we're going to grow as a community, we have to start providing opportunities for our people. And that's where the Christian entrepreneurs come in, because an employee cannot provide an opportunity. Only someone from a position of ownership can provide an opportunity. The more people we have in ownership positions, the more opportunities we can provide for our people.
Amen. Wow. This is really juicy stuff and so vital, so vital. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Jean, have you written a book?
Now, see, I can hear Dr. D. See, you must have been talking to Dr. D, and y'all
well, you
collaborating.
Know.
I'm so busy getting everybody else's books out that I just have to take the time to I got the systems and everything. I just got to put it in book format.
That's all you do. That's all you have to do. Just transcribe some of your talks, because we need to have this in book form, you know, because in book form, you can the leaders can read it, because they don't know what they don't know. And a lot of them just don't know. And when you say what you say in such an eloquent way, and it makes so much sense, and it's scriptural, and it's real, and it's so vital. You know, when they hear that, it's like, I mean, you're going to get some people who just will never get it, but most will get it. And it's so important that they get it, Dr. Jean, because what you're saying is so vital today. It's so vital now, because there's no reason for us as kingdom heirs to be suffering because we have no income because of the job market, which is a bunch of hooey within itself, but because we all have been given a purpose and a plan. But because, as you said, we're so entrenched, well, I say it like this, we're so entrenched with the matrix way of doing things, the world's economy and the world's way of business, that we have totally forgotten about the fact that we have a purpose, that there's something we're supposed to be doing. And
exactly.
You know, which is why we decided to create the Mess Submission 2-day live event for that same reason, because there's so many people who are physically ill because they're not living on purpose. And I truly believe, and it has been scientific proof, that people who are not living their calling, not doing what has been birthed in them to do, that they were birthed to do, they're growing different types of tumors and cancers because of that, because of not giving birth to their dream. And
you know, Coach Carmen, I totally agree, and I believe that what's causing those tumors and things of that nature are the things that are blocking what I call the blockage. The things that are blocking their purpose from coming to a reality, you know, whether it's fear, whether it's, you know, past files of doubt or whatever the case may be, it's the stuff that's in us that's stopping us from being fulfilled. And so what happens is anytime you have blockage, that means you cannot have the proper elimination, things that's supposed
Amen.
To be coming out of you. And so that's what's making us sick. So I totally agree. But
Amen.
I'd like to ask you to do this for me.
Yes,
and this is staying in line with the theme of what I was sharing with you, the importance of relationship, partnership, and understanding, because, you know, I appreciate you sharing that with me, and I'm a little convicted because, like I said, I'm so busy supporting everybody else and getting their books out and things of that nature that I'm also robbing them by not putting what God has entrusted to me in book format. So I'm going to ask you to partner with me getting my first book out by June 1st.
Woo!
And this is what I want you to do to partner with me.
What's that?
Okay. What I want you to do to partner with me is every time we talk, I just want you to ask me, how is the book doing? That's
okay.
All I want you to do.
Beautiful.
So every time we talk.
I love it. I love it. For sure.
Okay.
That was easy.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. See, that's relationship where we're helping to draw out of one another,
yes.
You know, because it's so much in us that God has entrusted to us, and sometimes we need to have assistance. Dr. D is on me all the time, but see, Dr. D is so close, you know how we do with our spouses, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get there, you know, and it's not that we don't value or anything like that, but,
no.
You know, like Dr. D, she does cycling, and so, you know, she has a cycling team, and when they go in there, you know, now, me, I don't believe in that cycling, you know, when I'm riding, I want to be going someplace, but, you know, whatever. And so, you know, she has a support team there, and so
yeah.
I'm asking you, through this relationship, and all it is every time we talk, hey, how's the book coming, and that's a trigger to me, okay,
yeah.
I've made a commitment, and I put it out there in public, now I must fulfill it.
That is beautiful, and that's what it's about. It's about supporting and encouraging each other, you know. And I just rebuke any spirits of I don't even like the word jealousy, but it is what it is. Sometimes, unfortunately, there is a spirit of jealousy and fear, but it's based on fear, as you said, and I love the way you said fear as opposed to jealousy, because fear is it spawns jealousy
where it comes in many forms, and
the church, it's a subtle thing, but I have a very sensitive spirit, and some people, forgive me, but some people call it a BS meter, but I call it a sensitive spirit. But you know, and I'm sensitive to vibration of, you know, when people have certain energies, and I just am, you know, I just, when I feel that happening in the church, I'm like, something is wrong here. And what it is, yes, it is a spirit that needs to be rebuked, but it's also, as you said, educating, when people understand
right.
that there's enough for everyone and that your gifts and your blessings are going to bless and empower me and vice versa, and we all are going to have success together as kingdom heirs. We all wear a crown. We're all, you know, God's chosen people. We're his chosen generation. We have no fear. There should be no
exactly.
fear for me seeing
exactly.
you successful. I should be jumping for joy, because that only means that God is no respecter of persons. And if he's going to empower someone to be successful, all I have to do is model the
That's
success
it. That's
of that
it. That is it in a nutshell. As a matter of fact, that's what has happened for Dr. D and I. You know, when we first got together, you know, she before we got saved, she was doing her thing, I was doing my thing, and we were busy. We were doing a lot of things, but we weren't successful because we didn't have the right foundation. And coming into the kingdom, God started bringing different successful kingdom, successful people into our lives, and allowed us the opportunity to get close to these people where we can learn and see certain things. I mean, we're this year we're celebrating 30 years of marriage. Well,
wow.
It wasn't in either one of our backgrounds for that to take place. You know, Dr. D says every day, I'm just surprised we married, you know, because it is based on our past record, you know, from both of our families. You know, we're enigma in our family. How could
my
they
Lord.
Do it? How can they? My own daughter told my wife after 25 years that this is my own daughter. She said, don't you think it's time for a change? You follow me? and so. That's why relationships are so important, real relationships, not
yes.
phony, not fake, but real relationships. And I cannot have a relationship with you without really knowing about you. So I got to really know about you, care about you, invest in you, and that's how we build a community.
Yes, yes. And from what I understand, that's what your radio program is all about. It's about, first of all, giving people, the kingdompreneurs, the opportunity to have a platform to present what they are about, and then creating relationships with them so that you can get to learn more about what they're doing. I think that's
exactly.
That is phenomenal. And while we're on that subject, can you talk a little bit more about your radio show and how people can listen to your show?
Sure. Dr. D and I, our broadcast comes on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And each day we have six areas of empowerment. And they are personal empowerment, financial empowerment, marriage empowerment, workplace empowerment, relationship empowerment, and business empowerment. And the whole purpose, when we say empowerment, our assignment is to get you or to create an environment where you can connect with the power that God has already put on the inside of you, and then know how to activate that power in these areas so that you can produce positive change out here in the earth realm. That's what God is looking for. And so in our radio broadcast, you know, we're looking for people. If you are born again, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and if you are looking to be more, so you want to be able to do more, which will cause you to have more, if you have your own business, if you are in ministry, and if you need to connect with more people, then we want to provide a platform to you so that more people can know about who you are, what you are, and know whether or not they are supposed to be partnering with you. And so the way that they get to our broadcast, of course, is Blog Talk Radio, and you can go to GPCHPR. So that's blogtalkradio.com/G as in George, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, and R as in radio. And so also you can contact us. You can call. I'm going to give out my direct line. My number is 424-757-3648. 424-757-3648. 757-3648. And so we will provide a platform. Now, we're going to qualify you because if your only motive is just to come in and see if you can sell products and services, you know, we're going to help you understand that there's more to it than that. And
yes.
So, we're going to promote you, but we're going to also want you to be willing to promote others. That's
yes.
how we build the kingdom.
That is beautiful. Awesome. And your website?
Our website is www.gpcsites.org. That's gpcsites.org.
Oh, it's E-S,
sites. Yes, sites.
With
an S.
Okay.
And the reason why, because in our network, we create websites for other people. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there that, you know, they need to have an environment where more people can find out about them. And
yes.
there's so much out there. You got, you know, free websites, you got templates. And what we help them to understand is your website is an extension of who you are. And
yes.
so if you have a cheap website, that means that you're projecting you have a cheap business.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. And it's amazing how many businesses, the kingdompreneurs, don't have a website or a quality website. They may just have some page or blog or something, but they don't really
yeah.
have an official website. So on that subject, how would someone contact you if they want to build a website, have a website created through through your that division of your business ministry?
Well, first of all, if you don't have a website, whether you're in business or ministry, you're not in business or ministry. And that's what you were saying earlier. That's just the bottom line. We have to understand how people are communicating today.
Yes.
If we're going to be successful, we need to come into the 21st century. You know, word of mouth is only as good as the words that are in your mouth. And so you got to make sure that people are saying about you and your business or ministry what you want them to be saying about you and your ministry. And that's why you must have a website. That's the standard today. That
yes.
when people go to look you up, if you go in for a business loan or for anything, the first thing they're going to ask you is, what is your website?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you don't have a website, okay, then they put you in a category that you're really not serious about business.
That's
and so,
true.
Again, you know, and again, just, you know, we're willing to talk to you, give you some consultation on that area of what you need and how to do it. And you will contact us the same way through our website, or you can call me direct at the 424-757-3648 number. But, Ms. Coach Carmen, let me explain why most people don't have websites.
Why is that?
The reason why they don't have websites is because they don't have vision. They know what they want to do, but they can't see it clear enough to write it down and to put it in. And that's one of the things that we help people to accomplish.
Yes.
We help to extract the vision out of them. You know, that's the word of God. Write the vision, make it plain on the tablet so he that read it can run with it.
That's
and
right.
So what part of what we do is to help them pull that out of them. I mean, you'd be amazed at how many ministries that have been in ministry for years. And the reason why they don't have a website is because they don't have a clear vision.
Yes.
They don't even know who their market is. And
yes.
you say, market isn't the word for everyone? Yes. But you are not called to everyone. So you
yes.
have to know who you're called to and then position yourself so that when those people see you or hear about you, they will know that you're the one they're supposed to be connected to.
Yes. See, these are fundamentals that must be considered and must be acted upon if you want to have success in business today. You know, it is just key, again, which is why it's such a blessing that you have, you know, that you're offering all the things you're offering. Before we end the show, I am going to ask you to just give us a list of some of the other things that you do offer, because because it is quite extensive, and people need to know that they that there's some place they can go for these things, you know, because if you don't know, again, you don't know what you don't know, and if you don't know, you're not going to grow. But I find that it's very, very important to have someone who has the anointing to pull, like you said, to pull those gifts, to pull the clarity out of a person. And I know that that's a gift that God had given me years ago. I used to always ask people, you know, I would see people with idea doing something, but they weren't successful at it, or they were just playing around with it. And I would just get that inner knowing, you know what, this is something you were called to do this. You need to take this to the next level. Or something they may not have even considered, I could see it. Like I get that vision. I could see them doing it. And I believe that you and Dr. D, you have the same anointing, of course, to be able to see the vision for people when they don't see it for themselves. Again, which is another reason why we're doing the Mess to Mission 2-day live event in May, because there are people who are so stuck. They're like 50 years old, and they still don't know what they were called to do. And that must be a frustrating place. I mean, I know. I thought I knew what I was supposed to be doing. And I lived lots of dreams, but they weren't really my purpose. It wasn't until I had my cocoon experience and almost lost my life that I found out what my purpose was. But, boy, isn't that a beautiful thing to know what you were called to do and do it?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. It causes you to get up early in the morning because you wake up with purpose. You know, one of the things we talked about yesterday in our business empowerment, and this is part of the training that we explain to people, you have to understand what you do is not the business. That's the enterprise. The business is who you are. And so what we do, we help people to understand the business in them, and then we help them to become entrepreneurs. And that's what's happening. We have a lot of people who are in business or they are trying to do business, and ministry is also business. It's God's business.
Yes.
But they have not been taught or they have not become an entrepreneur. And so they think it's just going to happen. It's not just going to happen. There are things that you have to do, things you have to learn. You follow me? And that's why you got to have these relationships in place so I can get the information and the resources that I need in order to succeed.
Amen. Amen. That was really deep what you just said about people not having, you know, you have a business, but you're not your business. You are your business. It's like living on brand. You know, some people say living. It's like living on brand. You're living. It is you because God put it in you. So it's you. It's not something outside of you. It's an extension. You know, that can extend beyond you, but it starts in you.
That's it.
In you.
And the success or failure of any enterprise is always going to be predicated upon the business in you.
Ooh. So that's so now we're talking about even taking care of you so that
that's
you can
it.
Take care of your business.
That's it.
See, I knew that.
And that's why the training is so important. People are trying to get results where they have not been equipped. And so they have a good motive. You know, there's a reason why in the workforce that someone who goes to school and pays the price to get an education, they have a different start point than someone who has not, because they are expected to have more knowledge and experience so they can produce more. But the same thing is true as in business. You got to do more than just hang a shingle on the wall. You know, if you want to have a restaurant, you got to do more than just be able to cook. You know, there are things that you have to learn about yourself. You follow me? About yourself so that you can get the success that you're looking for.
Yes. Amen. And it's about
Coach Carmen. May I just say this, because I don't want to be negligent for your listeners. That is why it is so important that you connect with an organization. Coach Carmen has an organization that we are partnering with, and that is, excuse me, that is the joint venture, okay? And look, you need to be a part of this organization. You need to invest in yourself and get connected with other like-minded individuals. That's the key, okay? If you're out there trying to succeed by yourself, you are wasting your time. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to contact Coach Carmen, find out about her organization. Look, if you want to connect with Dr. D and myself, you're going to do that through the Joint Venture Network.
Yes,
that's the place.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much for that. And I'll give you the website, listeners, so that you can go onto the site, onto the preliminary site. It's where you can find out about. It's called the Christian Joint Venture Network, and the website is www.christianjv for Joint Venture or for Jesus Victory Network. .com. Yes, because we are putting something together that is quite unique, because I know that Dr. Jean, you may not have had this issue because you've had a church for years and all, and you've had your community. But for many of us, we don't have a community. We start out in business, and like you said, was it Joe Frazier you said
George Frazier.
People in your Rolodex. That is so true. You know, if you don't have a community, you really, to me, you're not really in business, because you have to have something to share what you're doing with, and like-minded
That's right.
people who want to support you, and you are supposed to be supporting them. And the Christian Joint Venture Network will help to build your audience by helping you to build your list, by connecting with, as Dr. Jean said, like-minded others, and collaborating together, creating things together, because no man is an island. If you want to have, if you're having a special event, you may want to contact someone else who's in that business genre to support you, and then you find a way to make it a blessing for them. And that's what joint venturing is all about. And the world has been doing this for a long time and having lots of success. Dr. Jean, I've witnessed this, you know, connecting with lots of business coaches, and I see how they connect with each other. They have a network. Business coaches, they have a network where some people say one hand washes the other, but it's really a network of JV partnering, and one person will have an event and invite other people, and then they do the same, and then whenever someone is selling a product, they'll have some of their connections come in and promote the product, and it's like it's causing these people to create millions. I'm watching people who started out with much of nothing going into there are six figures and multiple six figures, and now $1 million businesses, business growth, and multiple millions. And this has just been in the past 5 years when I had gotten ill and I was stuck on the computer, nothing else to do, and watching these people grow their businesses through this joint venture concept. And I just think it's time for us to, because it's nothing more than it's all Bible-based. It's just that they are tapping into something that's right in front of our eyes, but we haven't been utilizing it.
Coach Carmen, let me explain. You're so true. That's so true. But here's the reality of it. What you're seeing in the world did not start in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What you're seeing in the world started in the kingdom. The first thing, the first joint venture was back in Genesis when God created Adam. And so all of Adam's needs were met because of the relationship he had with God. And now what has happened, that's why the enemy came. He wanted to break the relationship. You follow me? He wanted, he no longer wanted man to trust in God, to trust in themselves. And so that's what has happened, and we've gotten away from it. You got to understand, the world, the reason why the world is prospering, is prospering, is because they are applying principles. Principles work for sinners or saints.
Yes, sir.
And so we've gotten away from the principles. You follow me? And so once we come back in line, the Bible says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That doesn't mean just in church. And even when we come to church, what should we be doing when we're in church? You follow what I'm saying? And so that's why we just got to get back to this. That's what we call community. Community is we're connecting with one another. We are supporting one another. We are endorsing one another. And that's what these type of organizations and these partnerships, why they're so vital that we must have them.
Thank you so much. Wow. I know that it's been an hour, and it just seemed like it was 15 minutes. I knew that was going to happen. I was so looking forward to this show with you, Dr. Jean, because I get so inspired just listening to you. When I was on your radio show yesterday, I just stayed on it as long as I could. I had to get off. I was on there for, like, I don't know how long, listening to the other guests that you had, because it's just such a blessing to know that we have a man of God and a man and woman of God like you and Dr. D, who's standing up for this, who's standing up for believers who have a dream, who want to pursue their purpose, and giving them all these tools that you have. I didn't even get a chance to ask you about some of the other tools that you offer, because to me, I know it's God's anointing on your life to be able to do all that you do and do it so excellently. Is that a word? In such excellence.
It is now.
In such excellence. You know, I really am inspired by you and humbled, and I also am honored to call you a mentor.
Well, thank you, praise the Lord. It's really all about him. And, you know, some people have been there for us, and we understand the process is we must pass it along. It's not ours to keep. It's not about us. You know, it was freely given to us, and so we must be willing to freely pass it on to others. That's
Amen.
Key.
Amen. Thank you so much. Is there any last thing you'd like to say before we close out the show today, this morning?
Yes, I just wanted to say hi to my beautiful wife, who I love all the time, and you know, I never want to miss an opportunity to acknowledge her. She is my partner. I am so blessed to have a partner, because our power source in the earth realm is the two of us being in agreement with what God has called for us to do.
Amen, amen. And I stand in agreement with that by saying hello to your beautiful wife and partner, Dr. Demita. Hello. So, thank you, sir. It was amazing, amazing. I can't wait to listen to the recording of this show so that I can take even more copious notes. God bless you. Thank you so much, and have a glorious day.
All right. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, what can I say? That was amazing. Praise God, praise God. I'm telling you, I know you got something, a lot of something, out of this show today. It was just God-ordained. And I just want to remind you to listen to it again and over again, and share it with your friends, and share it with your church leaders, because many of the things that Dr. Jean, all of the things that Dr. Jean has presented to us this morning, it needs to go out. We need to get that word out, that word of knowledge out. Amen? Amen. So that we can live our purpose-driven dream life and start making the difference that God created us to make. Amen? All right. Well, listen, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend, and be sure to meet me here tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Eastern, for Food Be Thy Medicine. I have a special guest who is going to be speaking with us about organic living, and we are going to be focusing on organic food and organic bath and body products, products that we put on our skin, and why it's so vital that we feed our skin organic food, right? Organic products, just as we feed our bodies organic food. So have a glorious day. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye now.